For Sharp, the intelligence game changed radically. He was now on friendly northern soil in Pennsylvania. Stretched through both Maryland and Pennsylvania, Lee did not have enough pickets, nor Stewart's skills in screening to keep curious citizens and their prying eyes from passing through his lines. Anticipating a bumper crop of information, Sharp moved quickly, dashing off a telegram to McEntee before he splashed across the Potomac with Hooker's headquarters staff to send out everybody immediately to learn what the enemy movements are. The windfall came soon. A few hours after Sharp rode into Frederick with Hooker's staff, the spymaster had a pretty clear picture from interviews with local citizens on where many of the rebel corps and divisions were positioned in Pennsylvania. Hagerstown blacksmith Thomas McCammon gave him a detailed record on Confederate units that marched through the city toward the Pennsylvania line. A mailman the rebels captured on his delivery route managed to escape and pass along information on a cavalry column and the 7 artillery pieces accompanying it. County official William Logan and another resident, William Protzman, provided the most accurate count of the invaders' number. 80,000 soldiers and 275 artillery guns, plus what they observed of the physical condition of the soldiers. During the next week, more than 100 substantial reports on the movement and strength of Lee's army, from Sharp spies and from numerous citizen scouts, passed into his headquarters tent. 3/4 of the reports were substantially correct. Sharp was able to churn out in rapid-fire enemy situation summaries with only a few errors in them, which were couriered or telegraphed quickly to Hooker, his subordinate generals, the War Department in Washington, and to panicky state officials at Pennsylvania's capital in Harrisburg. Yet, despite the flood of intelligence pouring into him, which indicated that Lee's formidable legions were probably overextended, the Army of the Potomac commander on June 27th did not appear to be optimistic or resolute.